Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Let's use your phone to call in. How did you sleep? Was it nice and frosty? Was it cold to y'all down there, Stacy? Huh? I got a little chilly. Yeah. God. Okay, Mike, so you call in and I'm like, you can use your phone, right? You're fully charged.
And you unmuted me?
Okay.
As you call me deeper still, I hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
What?
Hello. Hello. Good morning, family. It's Lenny Williams and Monique.
Hey, morning, Lenny. Cedric.
Morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you guys on phone?
I forget. It's extra early for you guys.
Yeah.
Yes,
and William Bolt brothers and friends.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mom.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Miss Marie. Miss Maggie.
I am here.
All right, Miss.
Good morning, Miss Maggie.
Good. My name to you too. Is this Doc? Is this Deacon Winston?
No.
This
Deacon.
What's that?
You cut me off. I was going to say this Deacon don't play.
Okay, Deacon don't play. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Yeah, Deacon Winston.
Buddy.
Hey, everybody.
Hello. That's you, Deacon Winston?
Yeah.
Hey, Deacon Winston.
Hello, mother.
I was
Deacon Winston
was.
Yeah, who is Deacon Winston?
Your brother.
My brother, which one of my brothers?
Daddy.
Shit. Man must have dated him now, huh?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome home, Ashley.
Thank you. Yes.
Did 815 number come in? That must be Jennifer. Jennifer? No, 815.
Oh. Wow. Wow, I can't hardly hear you guys.
We? Okay, we stopped talking.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's like everything, I mean, like kind of go.
We just got...
I don't know who that is.
That's you.
Who?
That was you, Coffin?
Yeah.
You said you didn't know who it was.
I didn't hear you.
You want me to jump to the phone?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Behave yourself.
Many and...
I am.
Monique there?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Monique, why are you quiet?
Colleen Desa.
She said, why are you so quiet?
Oh, because it's so early, trying to wake up.
Not that early. If I'm up, everybody else should be up. I said, if I'm up, everybody else should be up, too.
But, yeah, it's almost 7 o'clock.
Yeah, about to be 7 o'clock here.
Oh, I forgot. That's right.
Yeah, it's about to be 10 o'clock there, right?
Think about it in a few minutes. You can go back to bed.
Yes.
And I'm thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, keep hearing a lot of scratching.
Phones are not on mute yet, Auntie.
Probably somebody itching.
Weird sound. Somebody scratching.
They're probably itching.
All right, we're going to get ready to get started in a few minutes.
Okay. Hey, sis.
Hey, baby Lynn. How are you?
I'm
not
okay.
I'm
okay. How about you?
I'm doing
this.
All right, where's Mike?
I'm right here, sir. How you doing?
All right. Hey, Mike. I'm all right.
Your health is good.
Yeah, I'm getting better, praise God.
Yes, that's great. Good to hear that. We're about to get started. Good morning, everybody. Welcome,
morning,
family.
Moody.
Good morning, Marie.
What
please put your phone, please put your phones on mute. And we're going to get started. Welcome again, everybody. We're going to start with our foundation prayer, the Jabez prayer. And the Jabez prayer is found in 1 Chronicles 4, beginning at verse number 9. And it reads, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain and God granted his request. Again, that is such a beautiful prayer. We stand on that prayer, and we repeat that prayer ourselves on a regular basis. And, of course, we need to do that because these days are very strange. Lots of strange things are happening in Orlando, Dallas, overseas. Is that a sign that God is soon to come? That's a question that we're all going to be thinking about, because stranger things are happening than we've ever seen before. Now, so we just keep honoring God, and we keep doing what we're supposed to do with respect to God and his word. And I think we'll be all right if we do that. Now, we're going to start today with a special, special guest. She's one of our little people, Stacy Johnson. She's only 9 years old and will be going into the fourth grade at a new school in Orlando. She's moving from Miami to Orlando. So she's very excited, and she's looking forward to meeting her new schoolmates. And she's got big courage and big confidence, and she's going to read from what's called the Grace for the Moment manual, some of her favorite sayings in that book. So here she is, Stacy Johnson.
Precious Lord, bless me with your grace that I may experience the deepest peace and healing only you can provide. Show me merciful love that knows no end, so I may rest today knowing I am cared for. Amen.
Very good.
Dear Lord, when I am sad, you give me hope. When I am lost, you offer me direction and guidance. When I am alone, you stand beside me. When my heart aches with sorrow, you bring me new blessings. Thank you for your gift of grace and love and of healing. In your precious name I pray. Amen. When I am weak and stumble, Lord God, give me sympathy instead of strength. You show me mercy instead of meanness. You speak tenderly instead of tearing down my already fragile spirit. You are a true friend. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Stacy. Wow, that was great. God is so good to us to have a young lady like Stacy in our midst.
Amen.
And from Stacy, we're going to move over to Cedric. Cedric will share today. And then Denise will share as well. Cedric?
Hey, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Cedric. Please remind everybody to mute their phones.
Okay. If you guys could just make double check that your phones are muted. Thank you, Stacy, for doing such a good job in reading the scripture, out of the mouth of babes come perfected praise. So I just want to look at right quick Psalms 27. And I will read it right quick. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me, put not thy servant away in anger, for thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O Lord, of my salvation. When my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of my enemies, for false witnesses have risen up against me. Such breathe out cruelty. I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. As I look at Psalms 27, to me it just kind of sums up the prayer of Jabez, how the Lord lifted him up above his circumstances. And when it said, you know, his mother and his father, if my mother and father forsake me, Jabez did not come from a good background, but the Lord raised him up, took him in. And 13 says, I have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, meaning that his territory was enlarged. And I just wanted to share with each and every one of us, you know, sometimes it seems so hard, so dark. Will our situation change? Will it get better? And will our circumstances improve? Will our health get better? Whatever it may be, you know. And some say, you know, I have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, meaning that it will come to pass, it will happen, and that God is in the blessing business. And then he tuck in on verse 14 just to say, you know, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. As you're waiting for your breakthrough and your promise, you know, be of good courage. And I know it's hard, trust and believe. I understand it's hard to be of good courage when everybody's knocking on your door, when you're suffering with a situation. I know it's hard to smile, but the word says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And also say, you know, he says, I understand it's tough, but he will strengthen thy heart. So wait on the Lord and be of good courage. So just wanted to tie that into the prayer of Jabez, how, you know, the Lord is your light and your salvation. Don't get afraid of what's going on around us, the attacks. He's still going to increase his army, as Mike said, us as believers. And we just keep waiting and be encouraged. And if you need encouragement, we're doing it by getting on the prayer line. Call somebody, have them stand with you, agree with you. Whatever you got to do to hold on to that courage. And you will see the breakthrough and the promise, just as Jabez did. Amen.
Thank you, Cedric. Thank you so much, Cedric, for sharing. And Stacy. Stacy said those were her favorite out of this book that she's studying. Those were her favorite prayers, and she selected those. And, you know, Cedric, just really, those were very encouraging words, and it really leads into what I am going to be asking, actually, for this morning. Last week, Mom talked on love, and she did an excellent job of sharing with us how much God loves us, and we can depend on that love. It doesn't matter, you know, what we've done. I mean, he loves us. He loves Mom just as much as he loves the person sitting on death row. That's just how much God loves us. His love is unconditional. And, you know, Mom, thank you for your research and those scriptures that you brought out. And what I'm going to ask that we do, two things that I'm requesting from the members of our prayer family. I'm going to ask that you get up every day, and every time you look in the mirror, and I'm sure we check that mirror out many times during the day, every time you look in that mirror, you say, repeat, God loves me. God loves me. God has a great plan for me. If I was the only one here on earth, he would have sent his son just for me. God loves me, and he has a great plan for my life. And we want to repeat that every time we look in the mirror. The second thing I wanted to, we're going to be shifting in a couple of weeks our prayer focus. We're going to be moving into the area of our next generation. As of this morning, we've added more people to our list, and I think we're up to almost 50 names of the next generation that we're going to be putting before the Lord. So over the next week, I am going to be contacting, you know, the parents and or grandparents, and we're going to get specific scriptures for our young folks that we have attached to this family, and we're going to be standing on those scriptures, and we're going to be praying aggressively for them. We're going to be bombarding heaven for them, and we're going to be looking for a dynamic move of God. And I'm calling the next generation a Joshua generation. And some of you guys might have other names for the young people, and we're going to include those names. But right now where I am, I'm going to call them the Joshua generation, a generation that will not take down, a generation that's full of faith in God, a generation that's going to do great things for the Lord, and that they will influence generations to come. That the family members or the young people attached to our family members will not bring shame or disgrace, but they're going to bring honor, wealth, prosperity, a good name, full of integrity. Doesn't matter what they've done, where they are at this point in life, that does not matter. We're going to be speaking into their future, and we're going to take their ground, their territory, we're going to take it by force. And we believe the Lord to answer our prayer. Now, I am encouraged because this morning, you know, while in prayer, I went through all of the prayer requests that have been made. And I want to tell you that over 50% of those prayer requests I have removed from the list. And I just know that God is moving for us. And as Cedric said, be encouraged. Don't take down, but gird up and get ready to run this race as never before. Make your face like flint and your feet like hinds' feet and stand strong as we get ready to move into the next dimension of faith, and especially for our young folks. And thank you so much for allowing me to share this with you, Michael.
Okay, everyone. So, again, be encouraged with your lives and with what's going on in your everyday processes. And we'll be praying, and we'll be looking forward to your responses to Denise's request. And I'm putting together this next Joshua generation message that we want to share with all the family. So we look forward to hearing back from you all, and we're excited about what we're going to do for that next generation. People like Stacy and, of course, others we need to focus on, and that those efforts are going to be really, really where we will see some fruit bearing when we focus on those young people. Now, with that, we're wrapped up. If anyone has any prayer requests, please email them in, and or text them in to us, and we'll note those. And now we'll have Sister Odie Williams close out in prayer.
Again, good morning, family. God bless each of you. We're so grateful and so enlightened and encouraged for what has been done and said this morning. And we just give it all to the honor and glory of God as we close out with prayer. O gracious, eternal, everlasting Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we are able to come to you and bring our petitions before you, bring each family member before you. And God, we expect an answer. And we just thank you now for all the answers that you've given us already, Father. And I know that others will come soon. We thank you, Almighty God, for the blessing that you bestowed upon each of us. And as we go out through this day, as Denise has said, Father God, help us just to reiterate and know the precious love of God, that he shed it abroad in our hearts. And as he has loved us, so God, help us to love each other. In the precious name of Jesus, Father God, help us not to forget your word. In the name of Jesus, we praise you and we thank you. We will fear not. We will not be afraid of anything that coming into this world. Our trust and hope is in you. And God, we have made a determination to wait patiently on you. And we thank you, Lord, as we wait, you will give strength to our heart. We praise you in the precious holy name of Jesus. And we make this declaration that all is well. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Okay, family, that's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, God loves you, and we love you too. Have a great rest of the weekend. Goodbye for now, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye.
Love y'all.
All right. That was good, Stacy Nae Nae. Cedric.
Cedric, are you still on? Luke, I heard you today. Hi, Luke.
Hey, sister.
Anthony.
Yes, Mr. Anthony was on today.
Hello, hello. Hello,
John. Hi, Luke.
Hey, Donna.
So glad you were with us today, brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Deborah there.
This one is Deborah. Hey,
okay. Don't come on my video.
There's that too.
All right.
And this is Madeline.
And good. And Madeline.
Yes. Hi, Laura.
Oh, my goodness. So glad you were with us, Madeline.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the pressure's on that.
Huh?
Say all the pageants on rap.
Okay.
Hey, Lenny.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you,
Madeline. Okay, have a blessed day. I'll be in touch with you, Madeline.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye, sister. Love you. Mike, Mommy, everyone.
Bye-bye.
I doubt.
All right. See you, Luke. So
okay,
glad you were with us today.
Mm-hmm.
So glad you were with us today. Love you.
Okay, love you too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Was the Moody family on?
Jennifer Norcamp today.
What about Micah?
Micah was
there.
Yes, there was
no Adrian.
No Adrian. He said that he had something. I hope we haven't. Hello?
Get him up.
Oh,
hello.
Thank you.